Thump, thump, her heartbeat, her slow, steady breathing. She's no longer just touching your hair. Now her fingers are poking and prodding along your arms, on your shoulders. She rubs her breasts against you, complete with mischievous giggle. Her pace seems slow and mellow, and she's just doting on you. They make too much fuss. Sometimes maybe I just want to spoil one person, not answer questions or receive offerings. And I always feel compelled to help, and, well, never turns out well. Her heartbeat is deep, continuous, slow. There are many heavy years on her mind, on her body. But she looks like she couldn't be much older than her 20s. The white-hot blaze of her hair gives off some heat, as do her eyes when they are open, blazing that same color. But there's a perfect breeze here, just enough to wick away any overt or excessive temperature. The shower vanished when she saw you. She must have been using it to cool off and decided not to get you any wetter. You wonder if you should tell her you enjoyed the gentle summer shower. But then it starts back up. She says nothing. The two of you dappled with occasional raindrops, resting, breathing together, you facing outward toward the sky, she touching you. You're settled between her breasts, leaning back on her chest, and she's cooing reassurance, volunteering occasional tidbits about herself. She doesn't ask about you, the details of your life or your thoughts, but she talks like she knows you, with irreverence, companionable trust, the occasional joke, with genuine joy as she strokes her fingers over your body and begins to massage you. She finds the tense places, places that might be twinging from many long days of toil, and she relaxes the tension out of them. She moves with such precision and ease, laying back on the hill with you laying on her, your head between her breasts, the two of you breathing slow and mellow. Her all-consuming heartbeat, you're surprised it doesn't shake the ground beneath you, but maybe it does. You're pretty sure that your heart has been caught in the calm, steady, even flow you feel from making contact with her. Entwined. I'll be heading out in a while. You want to turn in those sheep and come with me for a bit? She gestures past you to the horizon, with one hand pointing to some distant mountains. There are places I think you'd like to see. Places I know you'd like to see. She doesn't say how she knows, and she doesn't pressure. Anyway, I'll be able to find you again, if you're around here. So if you can't head out just now. She doesn't say anything more, in fact. But she rolls slightly left, then right, rocking you. An almost eager kind of movement. She's still shaking with joy at closeness. Rocking back and forth. In time with the thump, thump, lub-dub of her heart. You know there's a big smile on her face like she's squeezing a plushie or a small animal. The deepness of her breathing fills you both. You're aware she seems even bigger than you as compared to before, her breasts thus larger to either side of your head. But that just doesn't matter right now. All that matters is rocking with her, spending a little time cuddled in her embrace, listening to the quiet, encouraging things she says, like she knows you. Never quite requiring anything from you, but always leaving room for you to volunteer statements or information. She's always sharing some small component of her thoughts, too. Never asking too much, continuing to not ask for your thoughts. The rain slows in a while, when your boat's starting to get a bit wet, and the sun comes out again, drying and warming you both from within. As you lay on her chest, caught in her heartbeat, a warmth that spreads and sticks and stays. She lays there, propped diagonally on the edge of the crater, the two of you looking up at clouds in the now clear sky. You laying on her chest, your head between her breasts, her almost nude body pushed to your back. You realize she has a little satchel belt as well, and you're sure that the food will end up tied on it. You wonder about the change, and she explains, "What I touch becomes the essence of the thing, rather than the thing it appears to be." She runs her hands over you. You wonder, what about you must have changed then? You got it, yeah. But she doesn't say anything more. Just inspects, touches, lets you synchronize with her heartbeat. You thought you'd be nervous. If you had to predict how you'd feel meeting one of her kind, if you had to predict what she'd be like, you wouldn't have thought this. So you chuckle to yourself then, amused, and she joins in on the joke. You know she can hear what you're thinking, no more than that. You're amused that you would have been completely wrong about what she's like, but you feel only calm, safety in her arms. She's not so giant just now, but you know she could be. And she's not distant or incomprehensible. She's just very much human. Maybe a little knowing, but not in your face about it like some fae are. Oh, so that's what you think, she chuckles, confirming what you already knew. No point minding or worrying that she can read your thoughts, you just relax where you are, resting on her chest, the much larger creature occasionally touching, inspecting, memorizing some part of you, in the peaceful world you both occupy, in that crater atop that mountain, knowing there's nothing you have to worry about that much. So peacefully you breathe in, and peacefully you exhale. You could be here forever, for a time. You don't know yet if you'll go with her. She seemed to predict it would take you time to decide, and she hasn't brought up the idea again yet, preferring instead to sunbathe with you atop her, to lay out in the warm, and for the two of you to talk. She describes what your flock is up to. They've moved across the plain a little. They're gently headbutting one another in affection before preparing to lay down in a new spot for a nap. Your body's warm. Your breathing synchronized with hers. The two of you are just passing the time. You know you're safe. Absolutely. Completely. In a way perhaps never before felt. You are absolutely safe in this place. Safer even than you were just being in the protection of that valley. With her. You are safe in the memory of her blazing eyes, her flaming hair. It doesn't fill you with awe or dread. It's almost amusing, like seeing a familiar face or hairstyle of an old friend in a crowd. She is known to you. When you range through your recent memories, to the striking image of her as you first saw her when you entered the clearing, it seems further back in your history than you would think. It seems like an old friend, long experienced. Before your eyes, the sun moves slow across the sky, the time passing quickly, and then everything seems to crawl more slowly. The more she touches your body, the more you know she's aware of what you're thinking, and you become aware of her in the heartbeat and the throb of the moment, each of you together there, to be completely, completely seen, to be completely, completely known, something you didn't know you needed, but you now know you did, and you're experiencing it, and she is, too, in the slow, deep-breathing melody of your time together. Each of you is benefiting, each feeling nearer to the other moment by moment, there, atop that hill, together, in contact. The warmth of her skin, the way that she hugs you, and she's been gradually increasing her size until you really are more like a doll or a toy compared to her, but held against her chest desperately, carefully nonetheless. She rocks back and forth in comfort, holding you there, her breathing and heartbeat slowing, steadying, anchoring resources you can tap into, and that the two of you can feel.